Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. The House and Senate are working on differing funding bills to address the needs along the border with Mexico. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says House Democrats are pushing a bill to spend $4.5 billion on better care and treatment of migrant families and children who have crossed the border.
It's not an immigration bill. It's an appropriations bill to meet the needs of our children so we can remove the needs that they have, but also the shame that we should have that they don't have diapers and toothbrushes and the care.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says Democrats in the House have to realize President Trump will veto their measure because it lacks money for border security and other programs. He's calling for them to compromise and consider a bipartisan bill now in the Senate.
The idea here is to get a signature. So I think once we can get that out of the Senate, hopefully on a vote similar to the one in the Appropriations Committee, I'm hoping that the House will conclude that's the best way to get the problem solved, which can only happen with a signature.
The action in Congress comes as acting Border Chief John Sanders is leaving office after just a few months on the job.
Although he did not give a reason, acting Customs and Border Protection Commissioner John Sanders said in a message to employees that he would be resigning on July 5th. Previously CBP's chief operating officer, Sanders was named acting commissioner in April. That's after the agency's previous leader, Kevin McAleenan, became acting secretary of the Department of Homeland Security. CBP is the agency that apprehends and first detains migrant parents and children crossing the U.S.-Mexico border. Shelley Antler, Washington.
A Maryland judge orders a two-phase trial for the man accused of killing five people at the Capital Gazette newspaper in Annapolis. First, to determine Jared Ramos' guilt or innocence. Second, on his mental state. This is AP Radio News. An 11-year-old Girl Scout is dead, two adults, another Scout injured when a tree fell on them as they were walking down a gravel road at a Scout camp in southern Indiana yesterday. Authorities say they're not sure why the tree fell, but the ground had been saturated by recent rain. Fans are marking the 10th anniversary of Michael Jackson's death. Here's AP Music correspondent Margie Zaraletta.
The Michael Jackson estate is calling for fans to honor his memory by volunteering, planting a tree, or doing something that improves the world. Jackson died June 25, 2009 from a fatal dose of the anesthetic propofol. Fans are gathering at the Los Angeles home where he died and at his gravesite in nearby Glendale. Singer Fantasia Barrino says she hates that unproven allegations of abusing children still dog Jackson even in death.
Nobody ever knows. Let the man rest. Let him rest. What he did on this earth made a mark, and his music will still live.
I'm Margie Zaraletta.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.